531. Hesitation, doubt and loss smothered with substantial uncertainty are key ingredients to confront any establishment. Commitment, perseverance and faith are fundamental to clarify the path of acceptance and necessity. That is the tagline for Pollywood Pacifica film 192021, which will premiere this November. Pollywood Pacifica Film Festival in November will be a showcase of unparalleled Pacifica talent on screen. Craig Fussey, director of Pollywood Pacifica Film 192021, joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Whakalofalahi atu, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Craig.
Thank you, Brian. Whakalofalahi atu ki Motorosi. Thank you for giving me the time to talk about Pollywood Pacifica Film this year.
Yes, and always great to to have you on the show. Firstly, tell us more about the next instalment of Pollywood Pacifica Film 192021 in November, please, brother.
I can say that what a challenge it is to keep working through this this pandemic. But in light of all that are pushing back, I am pushing just as hard, and I have finalized the films for this year, thankfully, and there were six wonderful films, about 80 minutes all up together, that have been selected, directors have been chosen, and venues have been sorted. So I'm just in the middle of sending out details and such for venues and dates and tickets and things like that. So it's just been an absolute struggle, but who doesn't like a bit of struggle and challenge, right?
Come on, because it's always sweeter at the, coming out the other end. So, Craig, tell us a bit more about the lineup that you've, organised for November, and, a bit about some of the storytellers that are going to be featured.
So we've got six filmmakers. Same with Pizza Girl, the title by Jesse Gibson, who is a graduate from Unitech Performing Arts. The film itself is a bit of tongue-in-cheek fun around, home and what's supposed to be a safe place. It talks about how we should be looking after our young ones and basically paying more attention to how we look after our next generation to come. Pick Our Fruit is from a director, Isaac Hoppett, based in Australia, who talks about global warming and how our homes and the islands are becoming flooded by the ongoing abuse that we give the planet. So unfortunately, our Pacific Islanders are facing the brunt of that with global warming and flooding. River of Small Gods, Bradley Toganin is based in Hawaii, USA. And that talks about a mystical place in Hawaii where they have rocks of significant nature with mystical powers that's supposed to be healing as well. Tomorrow is also a USA Hawaiian-based film from Misa Tupou, who's a Tongan based in Hawaii. And it's a very experimental piece, but I think simple to the effect that it gives the idea that motivation is from within. We've also got Fire and Water, Fire and Sky by Maria George. She's also been selected for the Ngā Whanaunga Multi-Pacifica Festival films for the International Film Festival as well. So we're lucky to have that in amongst the selection. Continuum is also a actual NZ premiere for Ioane Ioane. He has just made an intrepid journey across six, 7Ks on a traditional waka. And it shows the journey and his learning, his research around how he's come to that and thankfully documented the piece. So that's visually for us to confirm that he's done it and he's very committed to his cause and the art behind it. Sister is the last film from Chantal Burgoyne. She is not a stranger to Pollywood. She's had a few films now with Pollywood, and this particular film is around sisters and their connection with each other and the angst that you have with your peers and wanting to do this and wanting to do that, right and wrong. And it's about trying to make the right decisions regardless of what the peers around you would say. So as a complete program, it talks about adversity, it talks about challenge. It talks about change and making the right decisions to enact change is the main thing that I think comes across through Pollywood this year.
Craig, how do you source these amazing, storytellers?
I think thankfully I'm linked into the good people at the Wairoa Māori Film Festival, New Zealand International Film Festival, as well as submissions that come through organically through requests. So via those avenues, I have a mountain of films to go through, and the decision process is not getting any easier, but at the same time, it's all about trying to filter out and find ways to inspire more stories to be told. So in that respect, the films that I've chosen will be something that will be memorable and also hopefully incite more people to tell their own stories as well.
With each iteration of Pollywood Pasifika Film Festival, you know, how do you put like themes together in that? You know, just talk like at, reading in the introduction with regards to, you know, the tagline for this installment for you. You know, how long does it take the process from initial ideas to then, you know, sourcing and organizing dates and venues?
Well, it starts probably a good 8-9 months out, to be honest. The submission's open. I do admit that this year has been very different. I think I'm getting a lot longer in the tooth to put these things together. So the contact to venues, contact to existing networks, to avenues that have the films, that have the capacity to show the films, are still in place. But it's a hard thing. You find that the theme comes together in itself through the films that are finally selected. It's almost like a culmination of like minds where the final pieces that I put together and the running order that they come together, it all makes sense, and it has one common theme of whatever that may be for that particular year. This year is all about pushing, keeping the pushing through, and it's very much to the grassroots of the person putting this show together. So the films that are being put together through adversity. So as Pollywood itself, Pasifika Film, continues to strive like 19 years down the line, it is a big journey, but sound well worth it, and I think very worthwhile in terms of the stories that we have to share to immortalise as well for our younger generations to come.
I mean, of course, in the grips of a global pandemic and how hard that is hitting the industry, and you know, if all the big players on the global scene, I can imagine just how much harder it would be for, you know, independent filmmakers, you know, especially for those that are, you know, just beginning their journey or trying to get their work out to be viewed to audiences, Craig.
Absolutely. I mean, it does not make anything better. I mean, the task in itself is a hard journey without this pandemic, given the pandemic as well. I think it comes down to existing networks and relationships you've made through the process and having those strong bonds and knowing who you can rely on, who you can trust, who you know that will share your films in the best light that it could possibly be on the best platform to the best audience that can be the most receptive. So just understanding that There is light at the end of the tunnel is what we all are struggling through at the moment. And I think Pollywood and the fact that it will be going ahead this year is a testament to how we are as a people. The human condition is all about survival, and very much so in terms of films being made and films being produced to be shared on a platform like Pollywood is well worth it. And by all means, not an easy task, but I think at the end of the day, it's the just rewards that you've got that much credibility behind you that you can put these shows on and show that there is fortitude in what we do, and the commitment that I put into it is just all about passion, and I think it shows as best I can.
Fortitude and passion, two words I would describe, especially if it's pretty much a lone vaka over 19 years that you've been doing this, Craig. What is it that still drives the passion to highlight and showcase stories of our, Pasifika filmmakers?
It's very much, I suppose you could liken it to a garden or or even like your children, your offspring, the fact that it's been going on for so long now, I consider it my oldest child to an extent. I mean, I want to make sure that my children see these films and understand that they are important stories and we have a perspective that should be shared from our own points of view as well, not being westernized where the message becomes watered down. We need to be pure in what we do. And I think with regards to me being the person that I am, maybe I'm a little bit stubborn, but at the end of the day, I think we are an important source, contribution to the fabric of film in New Zealand and the world. So in that respect, I think we've come jumps and bounds ahead, and I think we've still got plenty more stories to be told. But in the same breath, finding those avenues and that motivation to keep going through is what I suppose the drive is. Things that we can all rely on aren't always guaranteed. So finding new avenues, being lateral, and just persistence.
Details on where people can find out more on the dates, the films, and where to buy tickets, please, Craig.
You're looking at details being released by Friday, by tomorrow, actually, online on the Facebook page for Pollywood. The actual first screening will take place at the Mangere Arts Centre, Ngā Tohu o Uinuku, 23rd of November, which is a Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Three screenings. Second screening will be at the Auckland Art Gallery on Saturday, the 27th of November, 2 p.m. And the last screening out west at Te Uru Waitakere Contemporary Gallery, which is a Wednesday, 1st of December at 6:30. So tickets will be available on Event Finder. Relative links and such will be on the Facebook page, and it should be through the media of each venue as well to lock in your tickets. So provided COVID doesn't slow it down, and it may look a bit sparse in terms of trying to space it, or however we are as a community at that stage, I think we need to just try and be kinder to people. So events like this, to ourselves, we don't deny ourselves from trying to attend things and putting these kinds of events on, because we do need them. We are a community-driven people, and I think we need to come together for events like this just to re-establish who we are.
Craig Fussey, director of Pollywood Pacifica Film, 2020-21. Whakaurehi mahaki, and all the very best for another successful year. Thank you so much, Craig. Take care.
Whakaurehi. Thank you.